the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you for your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent and bitter sufferings in death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, and by virtue of my office as a called ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia.
Jesus.
On this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things, and nevermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the day of Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and make a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 143 responsively, whole verse by whole verse.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness answer me, in your righteousness. To you for my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble.
Is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I've spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing hymn 498. You may be seated.
Come, O Lord, be rose green.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is a great festival all around the world, the day of Pentecost, called the 50th day. Why is it the 50th day? It's been 50 days from Easter. Christ rose from the dead, and for 40 days he gave convincing proofs that he was risen. After 40 days, on a Thursday, he ascended to the right hand of God, but told them, stay in Jerusalem till the gift of the Spirit comes. 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down upon the church so that the gospel is now proclaimed in all the nations. The color of red for the tongues as of fire, the sound of the rushing wind, and the gospel is now proclaimed in all the languages of the world. Indeed, the Father has sent the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to you and to me. Now, the Old Testament lesson from Genesis 11 was the Tower of Babel. Pentecost is a reversal of what happened at the Tower of Babel. At the Tower of Babel, the whole earth had one language and the same words, but they were proud, disobedient, and wanted to make a name for themselves. So the Lord came down and confused their languages and dispersed them all around the world, which is still true today. But when the day of Pentecost came in Acts chapter 2, this is reversed. Now the whole world has the one language of the gospel. People are brought back together in the language of the gospel. The Bible is now translated into all the languages of the world, bringing people back together under one head, that is Christ. Thus, we are celebrating the 50th day, the day of Pentecost. So we're going to consider three aspects of the day of Pentecost. First, the greatness of the Father. Secondly, the peace of Jesus. Thirdly, the language of the Holy Spirit. We begin with the greatness of the Father. Jesus came down from the Father. His word is the Father's word. The Father's word is Jesus' word. The Word of God tells us that the Lord wants to make His home with you. You go home, and there is your spouse and your children and grandchildren, a place of joy and peace and sustenance. God the Father wants to make His home with you in your heart, a place where you have peace, joy, and He sustains you. In that home, Jesus says, the love of the Lord will come to you. A home is a place of love and forgiveness, and joy, and confidence. The Lord makes His home with you in your heart and brings His love through Jesus to your life. Jesus says the Father is greater than I because Jesus is incarnate state as true man, referring to His Father, the greater one. The Father is greater than I, the greatness of the Father. And it was the Father's command that Christ come to earth and reveal who the Father is through Jesus' teaching, His miracles, His death, His resurrection, and ascension. We know the greatness of the Father through His Son, Jesus. The greatness of the Father created you. Now take your hymnal and turn to page 322 in the front of your hymnal, please. Page 322 has the three articles of the Creed. And if you go to page 322 and find the first article, we're going to speak the what does this mean of the first article. This is the greatness of the Father for you. We speak together. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that He has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Keep your hymnal open. That is the greatness of the Father for you. Secondly, we consider the peace of Jesus. Jesus says, I'm going to leave you, but I give you a peace that the world cannot give. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you, I give to you. There is no peace in the world. There's discord, there's violence, there's wickedness, there's literally constantly war. The world is not at peace, and it doesn't give you peace. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. His peace has three aspects to it. First, you are at peace with God the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ. Secondly, you have peace in your heart because you know you have forgiveness and eternal life. And third, you're at peace with other people. You have true peace. You're at peace with God the Father. He is your Father. You have peace inside yourself. You know, my sins are forgiven. I have eternal life. I have peace. And I'm going to be at peace with you. You are ones who come into the room, and rather than stirring up strife, you come in to be a peacemaker. Instead of bringing anger and hatred, you bring love and joy and peace. Because you're at peace with God, you're at peace with yourself, and you can be at peace with others. This is the peace that the Lord gives. Therefore, he says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let your heart be afraid. You came in here today and something was troubling you, or still is. You might be afraid of something, and only you know what that is. Jesus is telling you, don't let your heart be troubled by those things. Don't let your heart be afraid. Rejoice that I am going to the Father, and I will come back. And you have many afflictions, but I have overcome the world. Do not be afraid, and do not be troubled. Don't let troubles and worries weigh you down. Let the peace of Christ reign in your heart. For you know that this Lord Jesus Christ is still present with us in word and sacrament, giving us his body and blood. He will return and come back. He fills the whole universe with his presence. The ruler of this world has been judged and condemned. He's speaking about the devil. The devil has been condemned in Christ's death on the cross, sent into hell and condemned forever. Blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin. We are accounted righteous before God the Father. The devil cannot accuse us anymore. He has condemned the devil, the ruler of this world, and he will come back again in glory on the last day. And until that day, he's saying, my peace be with you. Do not be afraid and do not be troubled. Continue at the bottom of page 322 with the second article. Here we see the peace of Jesus for you. The what does this mean? That the second article we speak together. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me and lost and condemned person. Purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. The greatness of the Father, the peace of Jesus, lastly, the language of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's language is that the Word of God is spoken to you through the Scriptures in words you can understand. What a blessing that you have a Bible written in English that you can clearly understand. You can read it for yourself. You're hearing me preach it. You meditate on it. The Father's Word came in the name of Jesus, and the reason we have the Bible is because of the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit is called the Paracletus, which means the one called beside us. He is the Counselor, the Comforter, who stands beside you. The Spirit prays for you in prayers that you can't even verbalize sometimes. The Spirit is praying for you. The primary work of the Holy Spirit in teaching us all things is the inspiration of Holy Scripture. Jesus says, I will send the Holy Spirit. He will bring to remembrance all that I have said to you. Jesus is referring to the inspiration of the Scriptures. It is the Holy Spirit who inspired the writing of the Old Testament prophets from Genesis to Malachi. It is the Holy Spirit who inspired the writing of the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation. The inspired, inerrant, and holy Word of God is a gift of the Holy Spirit. He brought to remembrance all that Jesus had said, and it's written down and preached and read. Oh, how wonderful the Holy Spirit speaking to you as you hear the Gospels read, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as you read the history of the church in the book of Acts, and read all of the epistles, letters to people like you and me, and the book of Revelation, which gives us a glimpse of heaven. This is all the work of the Holy Spirit, so the language of God comes to you in words you can understand, you can hear, you can believe, and upon which you meditate. And then we conclude on page 323 with the work of the Holy Spirit and the language of God. In the third article, what does this mean? We read together. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. One time when I was teaching confirmation class, the confirmand who had written this out made a little mistake at the end when he wrote the third article of the creed. And at the end he wrote, this is mostly true. And I said, take another look at that. He got embarrassed. And I said, can you correct that? He changed it to, this is most certainly true. The world just says stuff about God. Oh, it's mostly true. But Jesus says, no, this is most certainly true. The confirmand will never forget that the rest of his life. The Holy Spirit has been poured out upon us on Pentecost. And the Tower of Babel is indeed reversed. The gospel is going to all the nations about Christ Jesus, who is coming again in glory, ascended and gives us peace because he was sacrificed for our salvation and we are declared holy through his blood. That is why in Paul and Peter's sermon, He said, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not maybe or might. Everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. Therefore, we have the greatness of the Father, the language of the Spirit, and the peace of Jesus. There's nothing of which you should ever be afraid of. Each of us in our vocations and callings as husband, wife, employer, employee serve Him. We thank all of you who've served this past year in the congregations, the boards, and the councils of this church. And as we ask some of you to serve in the coming year, we hope that you will prayerfully consider saying yes. I will serve the Lord in the Holy Christian Church with all the abilities that I have. For indeed, we walk by faith, not by fear, into the next generation of the life of this church. Next year, there'll be a different pastor pastoring you, but the work of the church will go on. We walk by faith, not by fear, because we are preaching this to the next generation, to the generations after us, the greatness of the Father, the peace of Jesus, and the language of the Holy Spirit. We know that everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. He has sent the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And at Pentecost, we indeed say this is most certainly true. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and mind in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Please rise for the offertory. Side of the pews, fill them out, and put it in the basket of the narthex as you depart. We now gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, your Holy Spirit fills the world and gladdens your holy Christian church with the remembrance of all Christ Jesus has spoken. Comfort us with divine peace. Do not let our hearts be troubled or be afraid. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, your Spirit is at work among us. Bless the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, the Oklahoma District, all the congregations and parishes that serve you, our circuit visitors and pastors, as they proclaim your holy word. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, Child Care, Sunshine Station, Campus Ministry, and International Student Ministry. And bless Makia Adler as she serves as a missionary in Belize. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all might, you preserve your people from their enemies. Bring peace to nations. Bless our leaders, our president, our governor, our Congress, our legislature, all judges and magistrates, and those who relentlessly pursue the just laws for the common good. May they have a heart of mercy for the weak and the vulnerable, and bless those who serve in the military, Calvin and Eli, Gabe, Mike, and Alex, as we provide for those suffering from recent disasters and pray for peace for Syria and Israel and Palestine and the Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Light of this world, you send your Holy Spirit to your church. You work among us each and every day and grant healing and strength to all who are in need. Bring restoration to broken families, heal the sick, uplift the depressed, provide for the poor, uphold for the forgotten, and we answer the prayers of all who call to you for aid. As we pray to you for Virginia Schweiger, Elliot Thostenson, Sandy Cole, and Little Lee Kasuri, Ever Ward, Candy Darmody, Betty Tinney, and Mike Knox, and Fern Stein. We pray for peace with Jerry Hedrick family at the death of her son, Alan Smith. Now that you've received him into heaven, comfort the family, sure assurance of a reunion in heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, by your Holy Spirit, sanctify our hearts and our daily vocations by forgiveness of sins, partakers of Christ's holy body and precious blood, serving you each and every day in our callings. This week, bless Greg Burge, Caitlin Bransford, Ruth Hartman, Grace Van Ort, Josh Lee, Mimbo Sim, Carol Wente, Lauren Lewandowski, and Matthew Brinkheader as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Bless Tom and Ann Anderson, Richard and Michelle Connor, Josh and Lauren Lewandowski, Suzanne and Randy Venk, Nancy and Norman Parker, Greg and Stephanie Burge, Bob and Chris Lee as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Raise up our hearts, O Lord, to trust firmly in your grace, obtaining through Christ eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Communion Liturgy, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this the whole world rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Drink.
Have mercy on us.
Take a drink.
Lord,
of
Christ,
take a drink.
Our
drink.
Lord,
drink.
Christ,
drink.
Our
drink.
Lord.
So
Christ.
The blood of Christ,
shed for you.
The blood of Christ, shed for you.
Thank you.
drink the blood of Christ.
The blood of Christ shed for you.
The true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in Christ.
Amen.
Strengthen and preserve you with true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. This page 199, we stand to sing.
The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.